presidente Santos hace apenas segundos le da una declaración hablando también en inglés a Adam Smith, que es el director de comunicaciones del Premio Nobel. Primera y única declaración que se conoce de momento del presidente Juan Manuel Santos. Atención, lo escuchamos.
Hello. Good morning, President Santos. My name is Adam Smith, representing Nobelprize.org, the official website of the Nobel Prize in Stockholm. On behalf of all here, we would like to congratulate you on the award of the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I receive this with great emotion, and this is something that will forever be important for my country, for the people who have suffered with this war, especially the victims, and this is a great
es una gran noticia, especialmente para las víctimas de esta guerra en Colombia, dice el presidente Santos.
I'm eternally grateful.
Thank you. The Nobel Committee have been explicit in their official statement in stating that the award is meant also to pay tribute to the Colombian people. I imagine that is something you would echo.
Le pregunta y le dice, el premio Nobel ha sido específico,
of course,
porque este es un tributo para la gente de Colombia.
The Colombian people and especially the victims is something for us very important, and I receive this award in their name. The Colombian people who have suffered so much with this war.
Recibo este premio en nombre de la gente de Colombia, especialmente de las víctimas, dice el presidente.
Millions of victims that have suffered with this war that we are on the verge of ending.
And what message do you hope that the award will send?
¿Qué mensaje
tiene? The message is that we have to persevere until we reach the end.
Tenemos que perseverar hasta que alcancemos un acuerdo.
We are very, very close. We just need to push a bit further to persevere.
Y si estamos muy cerca de un acuerdo final, solamente tenemos que perseverar en esta etapa final para alcanzar el acuerdo final y para construir la paz de Colombia. Y repite el presidente con emoción, especialmente por las víctimas de la guerra.
Given all the obstacles on the road to peace, may I just ask what keeps you going in your personal determination to
achieve a peaceful end? A pesar de todos los obstáculos, ¿qué lo hace seguir adelante?
Well, it's simply a matter of believing in a cause, and there's no better cause for any society, for any country.
Es un asunto de creer en algo. No hay nada mejor que la paz.
Unfortunately, Colombians have not been able to have for three generations, and
la paz que no han sido capaces de tener tres generaciones en Colombia.
And we just simply have to persevere, and this has been my strength, what has given me the stimulus to persevere, the good causes. This is the best cause.
Perseverar es lo que me hace la fuerza para seguir adelante.
Try to achieve peace for his country.
Y es lo que quiero conseguir.
Lastly,
la paz para
Colombia. News of your Nobel Prize will be broadcast around the world today. Is there anything that you'd like to ask people to do to help you in your quest for a peaceful end to Colombia's civil war?
Thank you. Simply to say that we are
un mensaje para el mundo al final,
very, very
dice el entrevistador.
To achieving peace. I think the other group that we are fighting today is we're very close also to having peace with this other group. So the two groups that we are negotiating with will receive this as a stimulus from the whole world that we have to reach an agreement very soon. We reach an agreement with the first group. The second group, we're very close. So simply that we have to continue until we reach the end.
And people around the world.
Se refiere al ELN, seguramente el presidente Santos dice que hay un segundo grupo con el que quisiera también tener una negociación para alcanzar la paz plena en Colombia.
The international community has been so supportive. To continue the support and to continue to say that the whole world expects the Colombian people to reach, and especially the parties involved, to reach an agreement as very soon. We are now. Also, there are some people who have not been supporting the government in this peace process. We are talking to them. As a matter of fact, we started talks with them just a couple of days ago.
Se refiere a la oposición, al uribismo, grupos con los que no lo acompañan en el gobierno. Dice que con ellos también se está hablando.
to support this process, because the peace would be much more much stronger and much more durable if it's supported by every single Colombian.
La paz será más fuerte, más duradera si es apoyada por todos los colombianos. Se refiere en esta etapa final a los contactos de las últimas horas con el uribismo, en particular con la oposición, dice él, con grupos.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart in the name of all the Colombians, especially the victims. Thank you very,
y ahí repite una y otra vez, gracias, gracias a mi nombre, gracias a nombre de todas las víctimas de la guerra en Colombia. Es la primera declaración del presidente Juan Manuel Santos que ha hablado con Adam Smith, repito el nombre, del Comité Nobel, que esta mañana, hace un par de horas, le adjudicó el premio Nobel. Las noticias de Colombia y el mundo, estamos comenzando.